Katie said that 2017 was a good year in Ohio. We worked with the Ohio General Assembly to try to get more funding for public transportation because Ohio ranked 47th among the states for funding of public transportation. The funding increase was not as much as we wanted, but the members of the General Assembly learned about the ACB and the needs of people with disabilities as it relates to transportation. We are also working on the formation of a statewide rehabilitation council to bring Ohio into compliance with the federal laws. Katie Frederick reported that she had testified before the General Assembly for Rehabilitation Council. The legislation for the Rehabilitation Council passed the Ohio Senate and is heading to the State House for consideration. Katie has continued to serve on committees along with Community Shares of Mid-Ohio. She's worked with the Community Shares to help the nonprofits in the Central Ohio. Katie thanked everyone for their support for almost 4 years and said it was a pleasure to hold the position as she will be around. Chris Schumacher thanked Katie Frederick for all her hard work and all the extra hours she put into ACBO. Vicki Prahan gave the president's report, reported that she had worked on many things with Katie Frederick. The coalition working towards a rehabilitation council was a very interesting and learning experience. Vicki mentioned that Katie was the chair of the coalition working on the Rehabilitation Council, which included people from Disability Rights Ohio, NFB of Ohio, Independent Living Centers, and many more agencies from across the state. Vicki Prahan has worked with Katie Frederick on the Community Shares Board of Mid-Ohio, of which Vicki has been elected a second time and serves as secretary. Community Shares of Mid-Ohio helps us get funding and is extremely valuable for networking. Vicki will resign as president of ACBO at this time. Vicki has been asked by the ACBO Ohio board to take the executive director's position, so we need to vote for a new president. There was a question if the executive director has a term limit, but Vicki said that that was not an elected position but a staff position. Vicki reminded people that if they wanted to participate in the election, they needed to have a dot that indicates they are a member of ACBO on their name tag. Robert Rogers, who's the director, gave a discussion on conditions and bylaws.
Constitution.
It's still early in the morning. Okay, Robert Rogers mentioned that the Constitution and bylaws amendments were published in the newsletter to satisfy the requirements of our Constitution. Erwin Hott made a motion that the Constitution and bylaws amendments that were published be accepted. Karen Spry seconded the motion. Robert Rogers reminded members that to amend the Constitution, we need a two-thirds vote, and to amend the bylaws, it is just a majority. Vicki Prahan asked if anyone needed the amendments read, and since no one requested the reading, we proceeded with the vote. Erwin Hott clarified that he meant to make a motion to vote on all amendments at once, so the vote was taken a second time. The motion to pass all amendments to the Constitution and bylaws passed. Leah Noble gave the slate of nominees and elections. She thanked her nomination committee, which is Terry Olandes, and he will help with the elections. For president, Leah Noble asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Jill Noble was nominated and accepted the nomination. Leah Noble asked if there were any other nominations, but there were none. Chris Schumacher moved to close nomination, and Jenna McCartney seconded the motion. The ayes won, and Jill Noble will serve 1 year term as president. Jill spoke and thanked everyone for having confidence in her and thanked Dee and Ann Pimley, Katie Frederick, and all the others who helped with registration. For Vice President 1, Leah Noble said that Terry Olandes was on the slate for the Vice President 1 position and asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Erwin Hott moved to close nominations, and the motion was seconded. Terry Olandes was voted in for his first term as Vice President 1. Terry thanked everyone and explained that he had been the president of the Greater Cincinnati chapter for 6 years. Terry also thanked Chris Schumacher for streaming the meeting on ACB Radio. Vice President 2. This is a 1 year term to fill Jill Noble's remaining term. Leah Noble asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Katie Frederick nominated Lori Woodall, and it was seconded. Lori Woodall accepted the nomination. Leah Noble asked if there were any other nominations from the floor, and Robert Rogers was nominated, and the nominations seconded. Robert Rogers accepted the nomination. Belinda Rothrock moved to close the nominations, and Karen Spry seconded the motion. Both nominees spoke while the voting cards were passed out. Lori Woodall won the vote for vice president, too. Secretary. Ann Pimley was on the slate for secretary. Leah Noble asked if there were any other nominations from the floor. Annie Davis nominated Mary Ann Donnellan, but Mary Ann Donnellan did not accept the nomination. Robert Rogers was nominated from the floor, and he accepted the nomination. Melanie Banks moved to close the nominations, and Jenna McCartney seconded. Both nominees spoke about their qualifications while the voting cards were passed out. The vote was taken, and Ann Pimley won the secretary position and gave a thank you speech. While the votes were counted, Don Coleman, president of the Medina chapter, spoke about the chapter news. They have increased their membership from 22 to 32 members, and they have donated 42 CCTVs to people. Director positions. Terry Olandese said there were a lot of ACBO board positions to fill. The number one director's position was the one Lita Wesley had held. This will be a two-year term. The nominating committee recommended Brant Adams. Terry Olandese asked if there were any other nominations from the floor. There were no nominations for the floor, so Leah Noble made a motion to close the nominations, and Karen Spry seconded the motion. There was a motion and a second to vote in Brant Adams by acclamation. Brant Adams was voted in, and he gave a thank you speech. The number two director's position was held by Terry Olandese. The nominating committee had recommended Kenny Woodall. Terry Olandese asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Leah Noble made a motion to close the nomination, and Karen Spry seconded the motion. Kenny Woodall was voted in and thanked people for the support. The number three board position is for a two-year term. The nomination committee recommended Melody Banks. Terry Olandese asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Lori Woodall made a motion to close the nomination and elect Melody Banks by acclamation, and the motion was seconded by Karen Spry. Melody Banks was voted in and thanked people. Terry Olandese said the nomination committee recommended Karen Spry to fill the number seven director position, which is a two-year position. Terry asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Erwin Haught moved that the nominations be closed and that Karen Spry be elected by acclamation, and Leah Noble seconded it. Karen Spry was voted in and said she would try to help everyone. Vicky Prond said that we have the number six director's position to be filled, which is a one-year position to finish the term of Thomas Dimmitt. Terry Olandese asked if there were any nominations from the floor. Jill Noble nominated Molly Marcinet, and she accepted the nomination. Lori Woodall nominated Annie Davis, and she accepted the nomination. Leah Noble made a motion to close the nomination, and Karen Spry seconded the motion. Leah Noble mentioned that we have another open director's position to fill after this one. Annie Davis was voted in, and she thanked those who voted for her. Terry Olandese said there were a two-year term from Sue Wesley leaving, and Robert Rogers was recommended by the nominating committee. Terry Olandese asked for any nominations from the floor. Jenna McCartney made a motion to close the nomination and elect Robert Rogers by acclamation, and Kenny Woodall seconded the motion. Robert Rogers was voted in, and he gave a thank you message. Terry Olandese said, we have one more director's position to fill that has a two-year term that used to be Lori Woodall. Katie Frederick was nominated, and she accepted. Molly Marcinich was nominated, and she accepted. There was a motion to close nominations, and there was a second to the motion by Don Coleman. The motion to close nominations was passed. Katie Frederick and Molly Marcinich made speeches about themselves. The winner was Katie Frederick, and she gave a thank-you speech. Leah Noble thanked her nominations committee for all the help. Vicky Pran said that she does not think we have ever had so many positions to fill. Katie Frederick talked about the Columbus chapter while we waited to have the voting cards handed out. Katie Frederick talked about the Columbus chapter's experience with audio description, including using your cell phone with an earbud on a conference call to hear the audio description of the crucible. Terry Olandese said the Cincinnati chapter had a good picnic last May of 2017. Jill Noble said the first September of the Cleveland chapter had their annual fundraiser, the Dogathon. The chapter uses this event to raise money for blind and visually impaired children. Our donation program was expanded to include preschoolers and toddlers from the Cleveland Sight Center. Brant Adam from Mansfield said his chapter, his speakers come in once a month and is doing well. They came to the Cleveland Library and took a train ride. Erwin Haught from the Greater Columbus chapter is doing a technology session. Erwin has been recording the meeting and the speaker and downloading it to a Dropbox so members can listen to it. Vicki Pran asked if there was any more business, and there was no response. Ann Pimley, the chair of the ACBO membership committee, asked if each chapter could ask their members if anyone would like to join the ACBO membership committee. Ann suggested that people who want to be more involved join one of the ACBO committees, since it's a way to both help and to get their name out. Vicki Pran also suggested that people join the different committees. Vicki mentioned that she thought all committees were listed on our website. The URL of our website is www.acbohio.org. She mentioned that there are a lot of information on our website, so check it out. Vicki reviewed the schedule for the day and for tomorrow. It is 10:01, and Terry Olandese made a motion to adjourn the meeting, and Leah Noble seconded the motion. The motion carried. Before people left, we thanked all the veterans of our group. And that is it.
Very nice job. Thank you, Dee.
What time is it, Chris?
9:04.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dee. We appreciate it. Next, I was going to say maybe we should just... Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Let's make a motion. Does anybody have any additions or corrections? Yes. Go ahead.
Here you go. Be sure the name of the Columbus University that everyone knows is the THE Ohio State University. Just a minor thing, but it really is their legal official title.
All right. Anybody else? Katie? Okay. Okay. Yeah, but I think the spelling is correct, right? Yeah. Kalman. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Uploaded to Dropbox. Put in.
What? She's asking if you want to explain how Molly, because we had missed Teresa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Irwin Hott made a motion to accept the meeting minutes as corrected, and Leah Noble and Molly Marcinick made a second and a third. Sure, we had a fourth and a fifth. It doesn't matter. So. Anyway, Molly Marcinick is on our board, and the reason that she is on our board is because we had another position that was vacated by Teresa Carroll of Toledo, and since Molly ran for that position and we left the meeting forgetting about Teresa Carroll, we asked Molly if she would like to serve as in that board position. And so I asked her if she wanted to do that and appointed her to that position. So Molly is in a 2-year term, I believe.
Yay,
2-year two, yeah. So, okay, just wanted to explain that. I wonder if we should just go ahead and suspend the business meeting for a few minutes and call Marianne and, I'm sorry, guys. First time. I know, she is. She's supposed to be my... Yeah, you need to reel me in here. So let's go ahead and all those in favor of accepting the motion made by Irwin Hott, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Oh. Nearly, you just got to carry on that tradition, don't you? Okay, so I think we should suspend the business meeting temporarily and call Mary Ann and Elizabeth Salmon to... Okay. We are going to call them on the cell phone and do a 3-way call, and we're hoping this works.
6053.
So we're calling Mary Ann, and then we're going to call Elizabeth.
Mary Ann, name?
Denning. I think it's D.
And I.
Marianne, it's, and I'll spell it for you, Marianne, Denning, Denning. Yeah, she heard it on ACB radio that we're calling.
No, she didn't, but she's the end.
Oh, she's going to, yeah,
well, she's at this point.
We might have just one person winging it. Well, we have two people who are going to discuss the mentoring program.
What's the other number?
Okay, the other number is
6705.
This is
Elizabeth
Salmon. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I thought it was Salmon.
Good morning, Elizabeth. This is Chris Schumacher for Jill Noble. Hold on 1 second. We're going to put you on speaker so you can talk about the mentor program. She's on speaker.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hello?
Speaker, Jill. It's on.
Okay, Elizabeth?
Hold on 1 second. Okay, got turn it. Off the speaker.
Hang on. I know. Here.
Okay, turn it off. Turn up at the bottom.
Got it. I got it. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes.
All right. That sounds good. All right. Elizabeth, we tried to contact Marianne Denning, but she is maybe busy at the other conference. So we were wondering if you could give us an update or a short presentation about the mentoring program that you participated in.
So it's me, myself, and I, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, good morning. Who do we have out there? Is this the overall assembly, or is this a special interest group that I'm talking to right now?
No, you're talking to the general business meeting of the American Council of the Blind.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for allowing me to participate remotely from Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to just put a couple of real quick little caveats before I start speaking. So many of you know me. Indiana, you might not know me yet. My name is Elizabeth Sandlidge, and I formerly worked for the Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities, which is our vocational rehabilitation state agency. I did retire as of August 31st, so I did let my agency know that by request I would be talking with you folks since we couldn't send someone out, and they were totally fine with that. But today I'm not representing my agency, so if you have questions about OOD, I can certainly give you numbers to call or people to talk to, but I am going to talk since this program was sort of under, for the most part, under my auspices. That's why I'm talking today, and I'm very sorry that Marianne isn't here. So to take this back, several colleagues and I, most of whom are blind in my agency, over the years have really been trying to impress on the administration the importance of Braille as a tool for independence, a tool for finding one's vocation, and a tool for fulfilling one's vocation. I think I'm preaching to the choir here. Those of you who know Braille would agree with me. Those of you who don't probably want to learn, and I hope that this presentation will help you think about perhaps learning Braille, because we certainly found out that it is very possible for adults to learn Braille. So 2 years ago, the summer of 2016, our agency financed a deafblind adult literacy program housed at the School for the Deaf, and we had 11 learners who stayed in the school for 2 weeks, learned with interpreters, teachers, and others teaching them. And partly resulting from the success of that, including the employment of several of our deafblind students, the administration smiled on further efforts to be able to finance some adult Braille literacy. They found out, well, we weren't just telling them that it was possible. They found out that, you know, through their own experience, it was possible for people to learn Braille, to use that in their lives. So we ran a request for proposal to finance an adult Braille literacy program, and National Federation of the Blind put in a bid, and they received the bid primarily for several reasons. One, they had a very aggressive, in the best possible terms, aggressive marketing program, going to the state library for the blind, going to different parts of the state advertising the program, because we really wanted to find adult learners not just from the big cities, but from places that they might not have been able to get adult literacy, you know, living out in rural areas, smaller towns. And second, because the program offered, unlike the first program, unfortunately, that I had, the second program offered each student a Perkins Braille writer if they passed the final test. So they had that to use while they were learning, and once they did pass the test, then that Perkins Brailler became their own property. So if they didn't pass the test, they would give it back, but the hope was that people would successfully learn to use this. We also had two extremely qualified teachers, Marianne Denning and Debbie Baker, who have had years and years of experience primarily with children, but not only, working with public schools, Both Marianne and Debbie are blind themselves, and if I can say native Braille users, meaning they learned it when they were very young, and just excellent teachers. So, and the other component of the program, which was, I think, one of the most valuable components, and the other bid didn't even come close on this, NFB proposed having what we call Braille mentors. That meant adults who knew Braille, who weren't teachers, but who used it in their everyday life, and who were willing to work with and encourage individual learners about an hour a week, talk to them about the specific course content that they were looking at, but also maybe give them examples of how they use Braille. Like, for example, well, you know, on my credit card, I put a strip of adhesive tape with the Braille on it so that I know which card this is, for example. Or, well, I label my my recipe cards by, you know, desserts, salad, etc. Or I label my CDs using, again, the strip of tape. So all kinds of just little practical situations. The students in the contract were expected to learn uncontracted Braille, so they did not learn in this course the contractions. But they did learn the uncontracted Braille letters, numbers, punctuation. And they had about 6 months to do it. The other thing that made this program a little bit unusual, again, you know, it seems like generally it's either all or nothing. It's either a student coming to your house once a week and you have hands-on and you have that serious one-on-one attention, or you're going somewhere where you have, you know, material sent to you in a completely remotely with the support of the teacher, but no one to just kind of help you and get your hands in the right position. This program mixed that a little bit, and how they did that is they broke into four groups. They had 16 learners all together, and each group had a weekend where they all came together. So it'd be four learners and the two teachers. They would receive their learning materials, their Perkins Braillers, and then they would get a lot of individual work with the positioning of their hands, with learning how to, you know, how to begin the reading process in Braille. They did this, and then after that initial weekend where they got everything, kind of got to know each other, they had the weekly, as I said, the one-on-one by phone or by Skype, or occasionally, if they were in the right places, by meeting with their Braille mentors, and 2 hours a week where they had a phone conversation with their one of the two teachers who taught them. So that began last March, and the contract ended at the end of September. We had a few folks who dropped out of the program, a couple for unknown reasons, I think one for health reasons, and one because maybe even two, frankly, they weren't literate in print. They didn't really have an education enough that they could understand what reading and writing were. And, of course, that was too challenging to try to do both literacy and teaching the Braille alphabet in punctuation with someone who really didn't have a concept of what was on paper. We did have several of our adult mentors had learned Braille as adults themselves. So it wasn't all people who, you know, like the teachers had learned it when they were kids. Some of the mentors could say, hey, you know, I know this. I know this is tricky. I've been through this as an adult. You know, very encouraging of the students. We had one non-U.S. learner, and we had one non-U.S. mentor, interestingly. And they live here, but they were non-English language natives, which was also interesting, but they both did a superior job. The other thing that the program did, so in addition to the 2 hours a week with the teacher and 1 hour a week with the learners, there was a weekly one-hour phone call, a conference call, that people could voluntarily call into. Both teachers, well, the teachers would lead it, but both the mentors and the students could voluntarily call in as kind of a group call for talking about questions on text they were working on that week, talking about maybe issues that had arisen. So it was a pretty bold Braille program. Before any of you ask, I'll go ahead and answer the cost of the program. So we had 16 students, so including the cost of the Perkins Braillers and paying a stipend to the mentors and then paying the teachers, it came out to just under $2,000 per student, so probably about $1,800 per student, which if you consider that in Ohio anyway, the going rate for paying one-on-one tutoring is almost $100 an hour, and that would include the Braille writers, you would only get about maybe 11 hours or so of tutoring for that, plus getting the Perkins Brailler. So it was a very economical program in that sense. And of course, that $30,000 also included the hotels and the meals while they were in the hotels, the transportation that was needed. So it was a well thought out program. The exciting thing also, and one reason that Marianne really wanted to speak, was that many of the mentors, which is a totally nonpartisan program, there wasn't talk in the program about you need to be a member of NFB, you should think about ACB. Also, we did not require them to be consumers with our OODB SBI program. We just looked for people who were interested. This was strictly an adult Braille literacy. If you were legally blind and you needed to learn Braille and wanted to, you know, were willing to work, that program was for you. We saw a huge amount of collaboration and cooperation. We didn't see any of the historical partisanship that you sometimes see with different organizations. It was really focusing on something that I know ACB and NFB do agree on, which is the importance of Braille and the importance of learning Braille in the lives of anyone, regardless of age. Our oldest learners were retirement age. I think our youngest was... None of them were really young, maybe in his 40s. We had some mentors who were younger, but these were adults who were, you know, in the prime of their career or mid-career or some later career, some who weren't working. There was one woman who said, look, I just want to be able to learn Braille so that I can play cards again with my grandkids. Games were really important when I was growing up, and I want to be able to share that with them. So we had all types of motivations. We also had a former computer programmer who said, I want to learn Braille so that I can sit with a Braille display and be able to have my Braille so that I can continue my career. One other thing we had, and unfortunately it was not well attended, the weather was bad that day, but near the end of the program, there was a Braille display exhibit, meaning people brought in technology. As I mentioned, the students received Perkins Braille writers, but some folks brought in Braille displays and other things you could hook up to iPhones, etc., to show them here are some additional ways, you know, that you can Braille, use Braille, read Braille, have Braille. So I think it was a pretty comprehensive program, and that's basically what the OOD, NFB, and Mentor collaborative did.
That's really cool. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. That was a great explanation. We have time for just two very quick questions, and then we're going to have to continue on with our business meeting for ACB Ohio. So does anybody have a question?
No hands.
Okay, I do have one quick question, and that is, how many students actually graduated and were able to keep their Perkins Braille writers?
I think... and I had left the program a month before the end of it. I believe that there were about 10 who ultimately graduated from the program.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And I should say, too, that one of them, one who dropped out, we were able to replace. So it was 10 or 11 people who graduated. And many of them wanted to continue.
Yeah, I don't know. I think OOD should consider doing that another time and see. Yes,
Kate. I hope that folks from ACB will encourage both the Indiana Vocational Rehabilitation and OOD to continue, whether it's contracted Braille or whether it's another class in uncontracted. And you know, you can use this as a model that it worked.
Exactly.
And as a model of, hey, ACB and NFB can work together. It's very important to have qualified teachers who lead it. But then with the mentors, the phone support, the initial get-together, and that incentive of having the Brailler when you teach the class. I think those were the things that made it work.
Yeah. Katie, you had... Yeah, Katie's coming up. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth, again. Katie Frederick is coming up for a minute, and so I don't want to let you go quite yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoops. Okay. Sorry. Chris did it.
It's Chris's fault.
Good morning. This is Katie Frederick. I'm putting on my new Opportunities for Ohioans with Disabilities hat here to share that there is currently an RFP open to request for a proposal out there for another year of this project. So organizations can, such as the American Council of the Blind of Ohio, could submit a proposal to offer and help put a program like this on again in 2019. So I believe Vicki has information about that. And if not, we can make sure that gets out to interested people. So,
Elizabeth, thank you again. We will let you go, but we appreciate your time and a great explanation of that program. And
you are very welcome, and I just want to wish everybody a safe and successful conference.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, here, I'll give it to you. Okay, that was really cool. Because, a great point that she made is, let me give you your phone numbers back.
Here are your Braille notes. Speaking of Braille. I hear that too, adults saying, oh, I'm too old to learn, and not the case. You can definitely teach an old dog new tricks. All right. Some of us anyway. Sorry that Marianne couldn't join us, but Elizabeth did a great job. So, mention about trying for that. No. Okay. Move along. Okay. All right. Next, we have up on the agenda is. Yes, the meeting. I'm sorry. The meeting is back in session. The annual business meeting back in session. The next item on the agenda is our treasurer to give us a report for 2018. Christopher? Yes.
I'm supposed to talk.
Speak.
Yes,
hold on. Let me move away from the speakers. We do not want feedback. I like to say that I've enjoyed being treasurer the last 4 years. My treasurer's report is going to be short and sweet. In 2017, ACBO, the stock market was good to us. We had a rate of return of 17.15%. As of January 1st, 2018, our balance was $978,350. Sorry, I have a hard time saying those numbers because I don't see those in my own personal account. And I'm also reading on a small phone screen. The stock market went down a little bit at the beginning of the year. As of June, our rate of return was -0.59%. As of September 30th, it was back to 4.18%, so we're back on the climb. Yay for that. Our balance as of September 30th of 2018 was $961,654. Now, I'd like to point out something. When Dee was so nice to read the minutes, we had like 961,000 last year at the convention. So basically, or right around the same, might have been 51. I'm sorry, I don't remember. It's, I'm getting old. Things don't stick in my brain like they used to. It's too full, I guess. Anyway, so we're about the same or maybe a little higher. And as I said last year, we're constantly doing things to try to not cut advocacy, but to reduce spending. One of the things, Vicki Prehn was generous enough to take less than she deserves, a lot less than she deserves for all the work she does. But by the way, that's not your performance review. No. I have no control over the investments. I can't even take it out without a secondary request, just to be clear on that. And that's nothing to do with me. That's to do with a solution to a previous problem before I was involved, just as a point of record. But this year, we overestimated our expenses, so we are not taking any withdrawals out of the Columbus Foundation until January at the earliest of next year, which is going to save us an additional $10,000 of withdrawals. And we believe our budget is going to be even less next year than this year. So we've been reducing our spending. We're estimating to reduce our estimated spending roughly $30,000 in the last 3 years. So we're really hoping, we want to keep this organization alive and thriving and be able to have the money to do advocacy projects and that kind of thing. So, and one of the ways we are saving money is by doing the joint convention with Indiana. I understand it might be more difficult to get here to Indiana than to an Ohio city, but sharing convention expenses does make it more accessible for both organizations to put on a better program. So I didn't exactly go off my script, but, you know, I never do. Does anybody have any questions for me? Hey, Dee, yes?
The budget at the end of September?
No, December.
Oh, less in terms of the amount of, because October was not a good month.
You are correct. It definitely was not. But that's the performance data they gave me was as of September 30th. And I agree with you, we could have $10,000, $20,000 less than what I mentioned. Because as everybody knows, if they follow the stock market, it wasn't very happy the last few weeks. And I expect it to be kind of volatile. Yeah, anyway, so good question, Dee. Thank you for pointing that out. Is there any other questions?
Okay. Katie moved that we accept the treasurer's report as given, and Molly Marcinek seconded it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you, Neryl. All right. Our next report is from our executive director. Do you want me to put this on the stand so that it's easier to read? Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm going to keep this short and sweet because we're running late. And just so you all know, I'm not going to be ignoring Jill or whatever, but I may have to leave early due to various things. Some of you know that Karen Spry has gotten some kind of really horrible bug, and I need to check on her and also get to our table in the exhibit hall. And please come there and bye, bye, bye.
Cupcakes.
Pop it, chocolate pumpkin bread, keychains. We have ACBO keychains, and we have large print calendars that are really cool. All kinds of stuff. Come and check it out. All right, over this past year, we've done a whole lot of stuff, and I'm just going to touch on highlights. Since we already talked about the Braille program, I do want to publicly thank Jenna McCartney, who's here. Verna King, who wasn't able to be here, two of the mentors, both ACB Ohio strong members. So thanks, guys. And more folks, I'm sure, will get involved this coming year. So just keep thinking about it. We'll let you know more when we know more. We did have a group in D.C. last February. As always, we went to every single representative's office and both state senators' offices, talked to staff in general to give them updates on what we think is important. The good news that has come out of all this, and so I think we can take some credit anyway, the Marrakesh Treaty is now signed, sealed. So, excellent there. I was able to go to a couple of chapters, the Medina chapter, and talk to them and give them some updates. Went to the support group in Marion. We have some members there. So any of you who want me to come and update you on whatever, just let me know and we'll see what we can work out. We had an opportunity this year for the first time to have a table at the state fair, thanks to the Ohio, Buckeye Healthcare. It was free for us and some other nonprofits, thanks to them. Our table was near the main gate, so we had a pretty steady stream of traffic by our table, picking up information, newsletters, and various giveaway items. Erwin helped. Erwin and his sister Mickey helped out with that table, as well as Karen and our assistant Michelle. So maybe next year we'll be able to do it again. Just keep getting the word out. As many of you are aware, last January, Governor Kasich sent a directive to all Ohio counties that they must have an accessible absentee balloting system in place by September 1st. We got involved with that during the summer, sending messages to every single county across the state, their boards of election members, their directors, etc. Fortunately, I received a listing of all of those folks and could just grab the emails and send it. That would have really taken a lot of time if I had to do it all by hand. So if you haven't already checked on that, it's a little bit late, but you still could do it. It's not a perfect. I was able to test out one of the sample, do a sample ballot with one of the systems. It was very easy to do, very negotiable, no problems at all. And I am not techie, as people who know me will tell you. Chris is laughing hysterically at the idea. And so is Katie, yes. How did that system work? I received a link, and just that gives my specific identification so that it can only be used once. No one else can use it. So I just used that to get onto the site, and the choices were there, easy to mark with a screen reader. There are still a couple of things I think are hindrances. Once you've filled it out, you do have to print it out and sign it and then send your ballot by mail. So it's not a perfect system yet. If you need help with signing, right, you have to sign a separate sheet and get that sent in by mail. So once we get around that little obstacle, it will be even better. But it's very usable at this point. And it is Ohio is first in the country to require all counties to have something.
Vicki, then how do you record those votes if it's different? How do
they get it? Molly's asking how they record those votes in the system. Molly, remember what I said just a little bit ago? I'll pass that on to Brant or Katie, Chris, somebody who knows something. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I think there would be any mail ballot.
It's, okay, they're telling me it's like any other mailed-in ballot. At this point, no. We've heard absolutely nothing negative. It is working well for those who have used it. The quickest, simplest way to do it is to call the Secretary of State's office. Nate Fernandes works there now and is very helpful at getting things out to you, helping with any problems you encounter, etc. At this point, it's probably too late to do it because Tuesday is Election Day. So. Right. So for next year, you know, give it a thought. I did file a comment with the Secretary of State's office, because when I received my information about voting, it talked about Election Day and it talked about absentee voting and it talked about early voting, but it didn't mention the accessible absentee balloting at all. So little slip up there. Right, that wasn't at all mentioned. I think that will be improved next year, so we'll hope. One other really, really quick thing, and then we have to move on because we're running out of time and we still need to vote. One of our fundraising activities this year, and it's really minor at this point, but it can grow. And this sort of fell into my lap. We were contacted by the Ohio Supreme Court to produce Braille documents for some clients in court cases. And so we have done that and managed to Braille documents for some other folks too. So we're making not a heck of a lot yet, but as people find out more and more that we can do the formatting and embossing in our office, I hope we'll be able to use that as more income. All right, I'll give this back to Jill.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Vicki, very much. She is always so busy. I mean, we talk almost daily, actually, but
Anyway, especially around convention time, right? Anyway, so thank you for that report. And I'm just going to give a very brief president's report. As president, I have really tried to work throughout the year with the different committees. I chaired the scholarship committee and worked with Vicki this year because she's the past scholarship chair. And we're going to be giving our scholarships out this afternoon, and I had a great committee, but I'll talk about that later. Worked with the scholarship committee. I've participated in the fundraising committee, budget committee, of course. Been involved with the recreation and sports committee. Unfortunately, we were not able to have our summer retreat this year because of the fact that the host was very ill. Was hospitalized, so it's the first year we've had to cancel it since we started the summer sports retreat. Get the word out about those folks, the summer sports and the winter sports, because we want to keep those programs going. And Chris, ask Chris Schumacher, because he and Jenna are co-chairs of that committee, and Chris has worked with us a lot and helped out a lot with that committee over the years, past several years. And I've been involved with, especially with Mr. Rogers, Robert Rogers, and the Organization and Constitution and Bylaws Committee and members of that. Thank you, those members who have participated on those calls. Ann Pimley, Tanya Adams, Terry Olandes, Robert Rogers, and myself, we're working on that. Always working on the policy document, I think, but chapter at a time. There's 10 chapters, and how many pages is it, Mr. Rob?
70.
About 70 pages. So for the organizational document, policy document for ACB Ohio and Constitution Bylaws. So I've been participating with a lot of that with the committees and really a lot with convention, not so much as far as the program and the site. We've had members do that. Katie and Brant have been on that committee, and Lori and Lee and other people have participated on those calls, but I've been on a few of those calls, and because Indiana, being that it's hosted here, was in charge of doing a lot of the stuff related to the hotel and the program and stuff. But we've had people from Ohio and myself participate on those calls, as well as our executive director over here. So, been very busy. Two things, though, that I would like to see happen, and I've talked a little bit about that with people from National Braille Press. They've been going around the country trying to work on Braille literacy. As their title states, National Braille Press, they produce a lot of things in Braille. So it's you can use it in hard copy form or on your computer with a Braille display. But they are trying to do programs with several of the states around the country related to Braille literacy and talking about it, talking about what they offer. And so they want us to look for a venue in the Columbus area to have one of those seminars, one of those programs. And as well as I would like for us to work on a legislative day for the state of Ohio. We are very involved, as Vicki stated, with the National Legislative Day or weekend. So that concludes my report. Anything?
Yes. I need to add one little thing.
Okay, go ahead. Yep. Vicki has one little thing to add.
Because of our time constraints, I don't think we can do what we had originally planned to do, but I did need to mention, as many of you have, many of you know, we have been hosting a couple of fellows, professional fellows, one from Albania, one from Romania. And so if Larissa and Lorelio could give out just a hello, we'll have to pass. We'll have them speak at the scholarship meetings presentation this afternoon, whatever. So give me a mic and my tongue ties up. What can I say? So please make them feel welcome. And if you have a chance, talk to them. Larissa isn't a problem to talk to because you just listen. it's you. Okay.
Hold on, I want to bring you a mic.
Don't worry.
You don't have a big mic like me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larissa from Romania. You can call me Lari. I'm really happy to be here. I feel spoiled. Thank you, Vicky, for being a great mentor and a valuable friend. And hey, I'm looking forward to spending time with each of you. Hugs.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jarella from Albania. I'm happy to be here. All of you are doing an amazing job. Thank you.
Okay, just very quickly, Rob Rogers, Constitution and Bylaws. We don't have anything on the schedule for this year. Not this year, but we're working on it to bring you some next year. So, been busy with that policy doc and other stuff. So, all right, I think that it is time for elections. Chris. Before we start elections, though, we have to. Please do, because you're a problem child. Yes, he's a problem. No, Nero has to stay here because he has to vote. And anyway, so Chris has been our treasurer for the past 6 years, and he is
four.
Oh, is it four for him?
Oh, that's right, six for the board.
I'm sorry, two.
2 terms for officers.
Yeah, 2 terms for officers. Okay. Yeah, it seems like six. Yeah, no, it doesn't. Anyway, Chris has been our treasurer for the last 4 years, and he has as an officer. So we need to decide whether we want to extend or change what is in our Constitution and bylaws.
You can extend and not change it.
Okay, so extend for another term, and we need to vote whether we want to put his position up for election for somebody else or to extend his term limit.
Well, I do want to vote for him.
Okay.
To let him be able to run on the slate.
Yeah.
Run for that.
Okay. So as Terry stated, for him to run and be put on the slate for that office. So right now, Terry doesn't have anybody on the slate, but we would like to put him on the slate.
Second.
Okay. Molly Marcinick moved to put him on the slate. Leah Noble seconded it. That's hard to say, isn't it? Seconded it. So, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You're so bad, Terry. All right.
How about you were supposed to be out of the room?
He just came back in. Anyway. All right. All right. So it has been moved and seconded and passed that we extend or be able to put Chris Schumacher on the slate as treasurer. All right. Terry, I'm going to turn the mic over to you. Okay. Come on, Terry. Get moving. There's a cheeseburger in your future. I don't know if he believed that or not.
Yeah, I need to go.
Okay. Tell Karen I'm thinking about her. Okay, hon.
Yeah, hang in there. Thank you very much.
Vote, but oh, I know. Thank you very much.
Two cheeseburgers I've been cheated out of a couple years.
Okay, Wimpy. Gladly pay a Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Do you need me to hold it?
No, I'm good, I think. As soon as I get my braille. Hey, I can read. What do you know about that? God, that's loud.
I'm not really leaving because you're up.
First, I'd like to thank Vicky for printing this little thing, my little notes that I'm going to use. Although I would like you to know that she did leave out Chris Schumacher, so if I pass him by, somebody remind me, please.
My job.
Anyway, thanks for having me up here. This should be a lot of fun, I hope. I'd like to say a big shout out to ACB Radio. Hello, ACB Radio.
Hello.
So let's get started. First up, you have the person that wants to remain president. That would be Jill Noble. It will be her first term. So she has agreed to run, finally. And do we have any nominations from the floor? Second call for nominations from the floor. Third, and what I hope will be the final call for nominations from the floor. Okay, so.
Nominate the motion first. I think she was trying to say close nominations.
She wants to close nominations and elect Jill by acclamation. Was that your motion, Annie? Okay, and it's been seconded by whom? Jenna? Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm not. I agree. I agree with you. I'm not opposed either. I have been doing the same thing for years. All right, on to second vice president. The nominating committee has, and let me take a break for a commercial. First of all, I would like to thank the nominating committee, who was, I'm the chair, of course, that's why I'm here. Karen Spry was also on that committee, and Annie Davis. So thank you for your hard work. The nominating committee for the second vice president has suggested Lori Deborah Woodall. Or is it Deborah Lori Woodall? One of those Woodalls. It'll be her first term. It is a two-year term, and she's allowed to run for three of those if we can put up with her. No. Oh, you're right. She's an officer. So she can run for two-year terms. So do I hear any nominations from the floor? Second call for nominations from the floor. Third call for nominations from the floor. Yes, sir. Ma'am. I have Leah Noble moved that we let Lori Woodall run by acclamation, and it was seconded by Katie Frederick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Good. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure they did. Okay, so now you have the board of directors. Oh, darn. I was hoping somebody wouldn't remind me. I did that on purpose, actually.
You went into a wall there on purpose.
It wouldn't be the first time. He's threatening me to be pushed into a wall.
Maybe I just let him fall in the pool.
At any rate, Chris has
Schumacher.
Chris is asked to be treasurer for a third term. You guys have allowed him to run for this position. So, with that said, are there any nominations from the floor for treasurer? Second call for nominations from the floor for treasurer. You got to wait for the third one. But third call for nominations from the floor. It's been, we have a motion to close nominations and elect Schumacher by acclamation. And it's been seconded by whom?
Me, Lori Woodall.
Deborah Woodall.
Me, Deborah Lori Woodall. Seconded it?
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No, I'm not opposed.
Yeah.
All right, but the other one we can have fun with the board members. Ken Woodall has decided not to run again, so we have in his place Mr. Sean Thiel. And I can say with conviction that if he does a good job like he did last night singing for Ohio, then he'll be a hell of an asset to the board. So is there any other nominations for this board position from the floor?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually two, because we're doing 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So, right, me. Yeah, don't we all? So second call from the floor for nominations for this board position. I'll give him some competition. Come on, people. Third call for nominations from the floor. Marianne Fifo has asked to close. Marilyn, thank you. Sorry about that. Has asked to close nominations and elect Sean by acclamation. It was seconded by who? Nero Shep. I got to meet you guys. This is great. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I'm not opposed either. Sean, would you like to say something about why you want to be in this position, Sean. Blah, blah, blah.
Give me the mic.
You just took my mic.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I was asked by actually Vicky Pran initially if I wanted to be on the board, and she said that we kind of needed some younger people with new ideas, and that was kind of how she put it. And I am really excited to be helping out with this organization. ACB has really meant a lot to me since joining in June of 2017, and I will do everything I can to be helpful. I am from Columbus.
Like always,
I'm walking around.
That's fine.
Thank you. I only have one question for you, Sean. How soon can you move to Cincinnati?
Why is that?
I'm looking for membership, so that's why. Okay, next up for the fourth position is Leah Noble. This will be her third term. Do I hear nominations from the floor for this board position? Second call for nominations from the floor. Third and what better be the final call for nominations from the floor.
Lori Woodall, I move that you be elected by acclamation.
Okay, so more or less, Lori Woodall has made a motion to close nominations and elect Leah to the board by acclamation. All in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
All opposed, say no, please. No, please. And seconded by Melinda Rothrock. Is that what you said? Rothrock? Oh, thanks. Holy smoke. Okay, we only have three more to go. So, next up is the incomparable Robert R. Rogers. This will be his first term as this for this board position. Any nominations from the floor?
What
number? Number six. Second call for nominations from the floor. You can't do that yet. And this could be in some time coming. Last call for nominations from the floor.
By acclamation.
Chris has made a motion that Rob, that nominations close and Rob be voted in by acclamation. Who seconded that?
Carolyn.
Do you have a last name?
Burley.
Ah, Burley. Okay. That works. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nah, not me. Welcome, Rob. I would ask him if he wanted to speak, but we don't have time. You just said it right there and then. You said, that's it. You're done. Jenna McCartney is up. This will be her third term for this board position, number eight. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Second call for nominations from the floor. Third and final call for nominations from the floor. Third and final call for... What? I did, but nobody said anything, so I was going to keep doing it. Katie Frederick has made a motion to close nominations and elect Jenna McCartney by acclamation. Erwin Hott seconded that motion. Sorry about that. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? My usual no will be there. Welcome, Jenna. Last but not least, for number 10, we have up Erwin Hott. This will be his third term. Are there any nominations from the floor? This is position 10, yes. Second call for nominations from the floor. This is fun. Third call for nominations from the floor.
All right, propose, whatever.
And what was your name? I'm sorry. Samantha. What she said.
Bless you.
Holy, I'm going to change y'all's last names. That's what I'm doing.
I want to talk to Mr. Olandes.
I'm being on the list. I'm not real crazy about my name anyway, so I'm good with that. Actually, real quick, if I may, my sister, her name is Cherie. Well, she's now found a new name for her. It's Angelica Rose.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's what she thought, too. That's why she picked it. And it's got more syllables, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so this will be, like I said earlier, Irwin's third term. Okay, I'm doing the motion, aren't I? Yeah. I did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I got it. Who seconded it?
Meryl seconded it. Thanks. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nah. All right. Congratulations. Real quick, if I may, I'd like to thank everybody for their cooperation. Thanks for putting up with me and giving me the chance to do this. I do enjoy being up here. Thanks all of you for running. That's cool. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. We are running a little bit over. I just want to give a reminder to all of the people who are on the board, officers and board members, that we are going to be meeting in the Grand.
The same room as Nolan's talk.
Yes, but we are going to be meeting after Nolan Crabb speaks on emergency preparedness. So that'll be around 4:45 p.m. this afternoon. The reason we're doing this is we need to sign all the documents that are necessary. We are going to have our board meeting, our post-convention board meeting, via conference call. And that is because we have to get people on the road back to Cleveland. So anyway, thank you, everybody, for your time. And if everybody could show up to that board meeting at 4:45 who are on the ACB Ohio board. Thanks, everybody, for your time and attention. And if I can get a... Yes, that's what I'm getting ready to say. If I could have somebody... Okay, Katie made a motion that we adjourn.
Second, too late.
Chris seconded it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.